Wednesday means it's time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we visit with the Allen Neighborhood Center's Youth Service Corps program, which uses urban agriculture to teach job and life skills to youth on Lansing's east side. We invited a few of the people involved with the project to Studio S yesterday to talk about some of their projects. Lacey Ingrayo is the youth programs coordinator at the Allen Neighborhood Center, and Grant Jason and Julian Sales are two of the young men involved in the program. Lacey started out by telling us a little bit about what Youth Service Corps is all about.
It's a job and life skill training program for kids ages 11 to 17, and we do a variety of projects throughout the Garden House for Allen Neighborhood Center, and they come every week, and we do service work within our community.
And there's a focus on food and agriculture, though. Tell why.
Correct. Food, agriculture, and nutrition. One of the things we target on the east side of Lansing is to decrease food insecurity areas, and this is one of the ways that we help with that. One of our projects is Edible Park, in which we grow herbs and perennials and vegetables and all sorts of berries where people can come and pick for their taking in hopes to feed our community.
What is a food insecure area?
Sure. So one of the ways that we identify the east side of Lansing is that we are somewhat of a food desert where there's not a ton of grocery stores within direct location to us. And so it means that we have a large portion of our community that is lacking in wholesome whole foods to their availability.
And the kids get their hands dirty. It sounds
Absolutely.
Like that's a common thing in the program.
Absolutely. One of the ways that we help with that is to enhance their gardening skills and their, ability to service their community by growing food.
Grant, what are some of the projects you've been involved in with the Youth Service Corps?
Well, I started 2 years ago, and I think, one of the things that stood out to me was garden in a box. We do that every Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay. How does that work? Garden
and,
in a box?
Yeah. We build like 4x4 boxes, and then people sign up, and we deliver the boxes to their yard, and we fill it with soil and plants.
And where do the seeds come from?
Us.
You provide the seeds as
yes.
well. Julian, you've been in the program for 2 years now. What have been your favorite projects?
My favorite project, probably also the garden in a box, just because I enjoy transporting the boxes and the herbs to people and teaching them how to grow. But my second favorite would be the park cart, which is when we take fruits, vegetables, and different herbs we've grown in the park and sell them at the park and sometimes the Allen Hood Neighborhood Center to promote making your own foods and eating healthy.
Grant, what made you want to be in this program?
I just thought that helping my community would be cool, I guess. And it sounded fun.
Did you have any experience gardening, Julian, or working in a greenhouse before you joined Youth Service Corps?
Gardening besides, like, planting my own, like, tiny tomato plant in the corner of my yard? Not really.
Okay. So most of it you've picked up since you joined Youth
yes.
Service Corps. Lacey, one of the really interesting projects that you guys work on is something called the Fruit Tree Project. You alluded to it earlier. You map out trees in the neighborhood and harvest their fruit. How do you find the trees?
That's correct. Some is just by observation. We do newsletter distribution. The kids do that every other month. So sometimes we'll be walking along and we'll see fruit trees in the neighborhood and contact the neighbors in order to harvest their fruit if they will allow us. As well as the neighbors are registering their fruits through our website. And so they can go on or give us a call and let us know what type of fruit they have and where it's located so that we can go and harvest it and glean it when it's ready.
And you use the fruit for what?
We do. Half of the produce is given back to the neighbor, and then the other half is taken for a variety of projects. Either goes to our bread basket, which we have every Tuesday, and fresh produce is given there, or it is taken and used at, like Julian was telling you, about the park cart. So we can take it. This past summer, we were making frozen fruit pops out of our fruit that we glean from the trees. So we had mulberry fruit pops and
okay.
a variety of others.
Pretty exotic. What was it like, Grant, to get the chance to work in a commercial kitchen and sell something that you made?
It's really cool because you get to, like, know that you made it, and you get to know where it comes from.
You're listening to Current State's Neighbors in Action. Our guests are Lacey Ingrao, Youth Programs Coordinator at the Allen Neighborhood Center. And we're talking also with two participants in the Youth Service Corps here in Lansing, Julian Sales and Grant Jason. The kids obviously learn a lot in this program, Lacey, but what kind of larger impact do you think it has on the community?
I would say, these kids have an impact on the younger generations that are hanging around the park and the garden house as well. These kids get to see a direct impact that they are causing for our neighbors, for our community, and growing the food for them. It's extremely impactful as they are interconnecting and connected to everyone in the neighborhood.
Julian, tell us a little bit more about delivering these garden boxes that you listed as one of your favorite activities. What kind of reactions do you get from neighbors when you're out working on the edible park or delivering the garden boxes?
In general, like after we've delivered the garden boxes, people are usually pretty happy. They're going to be growing their own food in their own tiny enclosure. So like we explain how to grow things. We always get like questions like, is it capable to like water care? It's too much. Like, how do you know it's watered? We explain it. Lacey usually explains like the business side of it, like how we're going to be tracking to see if they're growing correctly or not. We give them scale so they can tell how much they're growing, and it's usually there about half an hour just getting everything settled, and then we leave.
How is it determined who gets a garden box?
They register for them. Some of the neighbors might be elderly that are having, that can't bend down a lot and garden. Some might be that they have small spaces in their property that they can't house a large area. So they're applying for them.
And where do you get the funding for this program, Lacey?
Some of it's done, all of it's done through grants. A lot of any ANC program is all done through the support of our community.
Allen Neighborhood Center.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And a lot of them are done through multiple grants, SNAP Ed programs, and so on and so forth.
What kind of opportunities are there for people to volunteer? Are there volunteer opportunities?
Absolutely. We survive solely off of volunteers and interns throughout our organization, regardless of what program we're talking about. So, yes, there's always an opportunity. We're always looking for people to join us and help in whatever area they feel most driven, most a desire to help in.
And I understand the Allen Neighborhood Center has a fundraiser coming up this Friday. Tell us about that.
We do. It's an opportunity. It's our third annual Big Fuss Fest and fundraiser. And it's an opportunity for us to showcase what we have done in this past year, which is abundant, including anniversary of opening the new Allen Marketplace, as well as bringing the farmers market from outside to inside during the winter season, amongst a slew of other projects. So I would like to invite anyone down throughout the community to come and enjoy some delicious hors d'oeuvres, lively conversation. We're going to have a tour of the AMP, including there's going to be a cash bar there that's going to feature Sleepwalker, who's a new brewer out of the Allen Marketplace Center. So
very good. Okay. And if I checked Julian's and Grant's fingernails, there'd be dirt under their fingernails right now.
Maybe not today. Maybe tomorrow if you had us back in the afternoon.
Less in November than in June. Is that how it works?
Surprisingly, we're still out there in November trying to get stuff done.
We've been talking with Lacey Ingrao, Youth Programs Coordinator at Allen Neighborhood Center in Lansing, and two participants of Allen Neighborhood Center's Youth Service Corps, Julian Sales and Grant Jason. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we need to find out about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.